U.S. President Barack Obama's administration has so far offered Saudi Arabia over $115 billion in arms and military training. That's according to a report by U.S.-based think tank, the Center for International Policy. The weapons offers are the largest any U.S. government has ever made during the 71-year U.S.-Saudi alliance. The offers have been made to Saudi Arabia since Obama took office in January 2009. They include a broad range of weaponry, including tanks, attack helicopters, air-to-ground missiles, missile defense ships, and warships. Rights groups and some U.S. congressmen have recently criticized the White House for providing armaments to Saudi Arabia, especially after a spike in the number of casualties in Yemen. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. E. Michael Jones, who is the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Indiana. Mr. Jones, how do you feel about this $115 billion figure, that of arms and military training provided to the Saudis?
Well, the crucial word here is offered. They offered to sell them that. This is typical of the relationship the United States has had with Saudi Arabia ever since the oil crisis of the 1970s. You had a group of people in the 1970s, 70 to 80% are living by herding goats and camels. And then you unload on them the most sophisticated weapons that the world knows. And what are they supposed to do with this? Well, they can't do anything with it. So they have to hire more Americans to teach them how to use these things. And they're wasting their money. They had all this oil money. They didn't know what to do with it. So that the English and the Americans persuade them to buy weapons. They buy the weapons. And then once they buy the weapons, they think, well, we have to use them. And that's what resulted in Yemen, where they started off spreading unrest through their madrasas, and then they decide they're going to use their weapons. So it's typical of the exploitative nature of the relationship between the United States and the Saudis, the mutual type of exploitation that goes on here, where they're using this. And I would add, this sale is coming at the same time that the United States has been telling the Saudis to overproduce and drive the oil price down. So the Saudis have to be crazy to go along with this kind of stuff.
And Mr. Jones, you know, it's interesting, but Israel has said it has no objection to these offers of these arms to Saudi Arabia. That's certainly interesting, isn't it?
Well, of course they have no objection. They're allies. Israel and Saudi Arabia are allies. They're collaborating in the war in Syria. This is no big surprise. It just reinforces what we already knew.
Indeed. And so, Mr. Jones, when we talk about, it's not just obviously the U.S., it's obviously the U.K. and France as well, which have been sending arms to the Saudis, or at least offering those arms, as you had said. I'm wondering, where does that leave their stances on democracy, human rights, et cetera?
It's not a democracy. It's the House of Saud, all those thousands of relatives, they control the entire country. They control the oil supply. And they are easily manipulated. And this weapon sales for the past 40 years is a sign of how easily they're manipulated, either by fear or stupidity or what. But this is clearly not in their interest. It's not in the interest of anybody, and certainly not even the Saudi royalty, as far as I can tell.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, Mr. Jones, we appreciate your insight.